from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, terrorists are operating in New Jersey and remain a threat to public safety. That is the conclusion of a report released by Congress, from homegrown terror groups to groups linked to ISIS and Hezbollah. The report says these extremists exist in significant numbers and remain a persistent threat. At least three specific groups in New Jersey are mentioned, and you can read that report at NJ1015.com. New Jersey wipes out another $120 million in medical debt for thousands of residents.
New Jersey is using federal money through American Rescue Funds to purchase the bundled outstanding debt of another 77,000 residents. It's a second round in partnership with the nonprofit Undo. Between August and now, the efforts have cleared $220 million in medical debt for 127,000 residents. Those impacted will get letters sent by Undo starting this week. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm. Specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more, call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. The ex-husband of a Real Housewives of New Jersey star sentenced for hiring a mob assault on her new boyfriend. Thomas Manzo, ex-husband of Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dina Manzo, was sentenced to 7 years in prison on Tuesday. Prosecutors say in 2015, Manzo hired an alleged mafia hitman to beat up his ex-wife Dina's new boyfriend in exchange for a free wedding reception at an event space he owned. The alleged mobster, John Perna, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after pleading guilty. Meantime, Dina Manzo has married the boyfriend, Dave Canton, that was the victim of the hired attack. Some moves in New Jersey may discourage you from buying an electric vehicle. A sales tax exemption is gone, and there's a new yearly registration fee of at least $250. Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says this is taking the state in the wrong direction.
That being said, when you go to the dealership, when they break down the incentives, the numbers are still pretty good.
There's still a potential federal tax credit of $7,500 and up to $4,000 from a state incentive. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Crank up the heat. It's cold. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It is incredible just how dry this fall has been. September was New Jersey's third driest on record. October has been even drier so far, and there's no substantial rain in the forecast. At the moment, we're still embedded in a November-ish air mass. High temperatures today limited to the mid to upper 50s. It's still breezy. Skies will remain mostly sunny through this afternoon. Tonight will be clear and cold. Lows dip into the upper 30s on average. For tomorrow, we'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state. Right along the coast, there could be some clouds and maybe even a little shower. High temperatures tomorrow around 60. We'll see sunny skies and warmer temperatures on Friday. Highs bump into the mid-60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Piscataway, Point Pleasant, and Camden are all 52 degrees. Weather brought to you by Investor Schooling. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and more. Sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn from an expert at Investor Schooling. Register now at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.